بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه: من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. Further, with regard to this hadith that we've read, that the beauty of Islam, the excellence of the person's Islam, his surpassing in Islam is when he gives up all those things which are la yani, which are fudul, which are bekar, which are things which do not benefit him in his deen nor in his dunya. Further, with regard to that, therefore substitute that which is inferior for that which is superior. All the time we should think, whenever we are doing something, whatever we are doing, which is, see what is more superior, what is more better at that time. We can pass our time, for example, talking with somebody, just futile things. At the same time, we can be making tilawat of Quran Sharif. We can be making dua, zikr. Always see what is the more superior thing. That is also very important in our lives. Whenever we are, we can be playing some games or something, and that is totally futile. In fact, it is harmful, because all these games, especially on the phone, on the computers, they have got Satanism behind them. With watching just a cartoon or just a comedy, and we think we are just passing time, but we are not only wasting time, we are causing great harm to us. Because all this has got lot of evil hidden behind it. In the same way, all other things that are on the phones, those things which are totally haram, always see to make our time more valuable. And this will become easily possible if we realize that Allah is with me. Allah is watching me, and I have to return to Allah, I have to go to my akhirat. And what is more better and superior for my jannat? How can I make my jannat? How can I save myself from jahannam? If a person gives due thought to all that, it will become very easy for him to understand. If you utilize that time in zikr and dua, greatly beneficial gifts from Allah may open to you. That very same time, and there are so many people who are recorded, that when everyone else was busy with other things, one lady who passed away just recently, and a very beautiful mort she got, whenever anyone would come and visit her, especially in her old age, she would just engage more in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And then the people understood that she doesn't want them around there. Her connection was with Allah Ta'ala. And it automatically happens. The minute a person has connection with Allah, then his connections of this dunya just fade away. In fact, he regards them as harmful for him, because now he's got the companionship of Allah Ta'ala, and he enjoys being in the company of Allah, so to say, making dua, making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, engaged in singing the praises of Allah. That gives him much, much more greater enjoyment. One who has the opportunity to acquire from the treasures of Jannat, but settles for a single pearl, has failed. In other words, the treasures of Jannat are unlimited, so greatly, and a person settles just for one small thing. Even in our ibadat, we should see which is the more superior ibadat. One is we are engaged in ibadat, there is a reward in it also for us, but there is a superior ibadat. We should always consider what is the more superior thing, how much we can benefit much more. One is a person has got 10 million rand and he invests it in the middle of the desert where he gets no return. And one, he invests it in the center of a city where he will get a very big return. So all our time, which is so precious, and everything else of ours also, we should see where we spend it. Our money, are we spending it on futile things, on just unnecessary additions in the house, in the garden, etc.? Or the same money we can spend to alleviate some person's problem, especially some family member who has got some financial problems, etc., or anything else, somebody who is in need, and we spend that money there, how much more greater benefit we got, instead of just wasting it on these futile things, whether it is our clothing, whether it is things in the house, whether it is gadgets that we want to acquire, whether it is something extra in the on the car, bags, etc., all unnecessary things. So many things, just where it gives us no pleasure, even our personal self, our clothing, our hairstyle, etc. Everything we should think what is the more better thing, and we should spend our time in those things. The importance of this hadith can be gauged from the fact that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi considered it one of the four fundamental ahadith from the entire treasury of ahadith. A great Imam of Hadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, he says this is one of the four hadith which are the very basis of all the hadith. So we can imagine how valuable it is, this hadith, that we should give up la yani, unnecessary things, useless pursuits. We should give them up, how valuable those are. And according to some ulama, this forms one third of our deen. So it is such a great, it's such a short hadith really in words, but no end to its explanation, and much more than that, no end to its actual reality. May Allah Ta'ala let us benefit fully from the great treasure of hadith, and not only the knowledge of it, but much more than that, the practice on it. And then the taste of the pudding is in the eating. Just having a bowl of pudding there, we don't get the enjoyment. But eat the pudding and then we will get the enjoyment. So deen, just it is there in outward form. We got enough kitabs in our houses. We got enough at our bedside. And we got enough that we are studying it also. But the actual enjoyment will be when we will practice it. When we practice even on the smallest part of deen, we will get the actual enjoyment of it when we practice it. So may Allah Ta'ala on this hadith and the rest of deen, may Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon deen. And really deen is the solution to all the problems. Whether it is the virus at the moment, whether it is anyone's financial problems, health problems, family problems, whatever it can be, if we bring deen in our life, deen will be the solution. Deen has proven to over and over the solution for whoever brought it in their lives. Not only the knowledge of deen, not only titles of deen, etc., but the practice of deen. That comes into our lives with its proper essence for the pleasure of Allah. Then see the power of deen, how what a great, powerful force Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these realities, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله